Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about what might just be the end of the rip-off economy.
The end of the rip-off economy? That sounds almost too good to be true. What exactly does that mean? Are we talking about getting a fair price on everything?
Essentially, yes. It's all about closing the information gap. For centuries, sellers have had an advantage because they know more about their product than the buyer. The article calls it information asymmetry.
Right, like a used car salesman knowing a car is a dud, a lemon, as they say, but the buyer has no clue. That classic problem.
Exactly. That's the famous example from economist George Akerlof. When buyers can't tell the good from the bad, they just assume the worst, and the whole market suffers. But now, AI is changing the game. It's like giving every consumer a super smart expert that fits in their pocket.
So how does this work in practice? Are we talking about asking a chatbot if my plumber is overcharging me?
Pretty much. The examples are amazing. You can upload a photo of a car lease contract to ChatGPT to spot hidden fees, or use Claude on a restaurant's wine list PDF to find the best value bottle. Parents are even using chatbots for quick advice on a fussy baby instead of waiting for a doctor's appointment. It's about getting instant, expert-level insight.
I see. But wait, didn't the internet already start this? I mean, we have sites like Carfax for car histories or TripAdvisor for restaurant reviews. That already made it harder for businesses to get away with things.
100%. The internet was definitely round one. The article points out that those notorious tourist trap steakhouses in London, their numbers dwindled because of online reviews. But it only got us so far. We went from about 30% of consumer spending being in these rip-off zones down to 25%.
So a quarter of the economy is still a minefield for consumers.
Exactly. Think about home renovations. Do you know the first thing about HVAC systems? Or what about legal advice, where you don't know it's bad until it's too late, or a doctor suggesting a more expensive treatment? These are areas where the information gap is still a massive chasm.
That's a huge cost. The article mentions this could be an effective consumer tax of hundreds of billions of dollars a year in America. And in Britain, something like 2.5% of GDP is lost to poor quality goods and services. That's staggering.
It is. But this is where AI is becoming the great equalizer. There are startups now, like CarEdge, that use an AI negotiator to haggle with car dealerships for you. And the data is starting to back this up.
Oh, okay. So it's not just a cool theory. What does the evidence say?
Well, one study found that people using an AI model to help with negotiations for things like used cars and apartment rentals improved their negotiation performance significantly. Think about that.
Significantly. That's a strong word.
It is. And another one. This is my favorite. Looked at over 1 million complaints to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It found that 49% of AI-assisted complaints got some form of relief, compared to only 40% of the human-written ones. That's a real, measurable difference.
Wow. Okay, that's compelling. But, I have to ask, isn't this a bit one-sided? What's stopping companies from just building their own AI to fight back? You use your AI to negotiate, the plumber uses their AI to justify charging you more. An AI arms race.
That is the billion-dollar question, and you're spot on. The article raises this as a major point. Retailers and service providers are absolutely going to fight back with their own tools. We're already seeing Amazon listings swamped with AI-generated product descriptions.
And they're probably working on what the article calls generative engine optimization, right? Basically training AI to give answers that are favorable to their products. That feels a little dystopian.
It does. It could lead to a future where we need impartial, third-party AI arbitrators to settle disputes between a consumer's bot and a company's bot. Imagine that.
So what determines who wins? Is it just who has the better bot?
Well, there's another crucial factor, the consumer. It's not just about mindlessly repeating what ChatGPT tells you. It's about using the AI as a learning tool to become a more credible, informed negotiator yourself.
Ah, I see. So the AI makes you smarter. It doesn't just do the work for you. That makes a lot of sense. You can't just press a button and win a negotiation.
Precisely. There was a fascinating trial mentioned where people were asked to estimate dots on an image with AI help. The results were encouraging. They showed that people can actually assess the AI's advice thoughtfully and adjust how much they rely on it depending on its quality. We aren't just mindless drones.
So the takeaway here is that while it's not a magic bullet and companies will definitely adapt, this is a fundamental power shift. The advantage is moving away from the seller and towards the buyer in a way we've never seen before.
That's the core of it. It's messy. It's an evolving battlefield, but the fundamental change is here to stay. As the article so perfectly puts it, the days of the know-nothing consumer are well and truly over. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Goodbye.